Okay, welcome back everyone to another episode of The First Inning, and we are live back again with the pre-winter meetings that's going to be happening in Scottsdale, Arizona or something like that. And we're back again. We're going to talk about Juan Soto and everything else. This is the All You Need to Know First Inning podcast, and we're going to tell you everything you need to know right here, so you don't got to go to anywhere else to find your information where they're just going to just have these stupid ideas. Oh, Jesus Christ. But I'm with the Pelotero here, and we're going to get down to it. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up?
Nothing much, man. So, we got to talk about really quick Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is the Yankees and Padres are far apart on any deal.
They are. When did you see that?
As of 8 minutes ago, the Yankees are known to have interest in Padres outfielder Juan Soto, but it doesn't seem as though a trade is close to coming to fruition. Per reports from Ken Rosenthal, Dennis Lynn, and Brandon Cuddy of The Athletic, John Heyman of the New York Post, and Andy Marino of SNY, talks have stalled with a noticeable gap between the two clubs. Heyman says that at least 9 clubs have checked in, while the report from The Athletic said the Blue Jays are also involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because the thing is that the Padres want to have Volpe and Dominguez and Drew Thorpe.
Damn, that's crazy.
And the Yankees aren't giving them up.
That's over. That's too much. And he said he's not going to sign an extension.
Yeah, on top of that, he's not going to sign an extension. So you know he ain't coming to New York.
Yeah.
It's over for that. So the Yankees are going to have to look elsewhere to find somebody on who to get. And there's a lot of guys out there still.
Sure.
You know? So they just have to get what they have to do together. And the Yankees have claimed Oscar Gonzalez from the Guardians.
Oh, yeah, I know him. The guy with the SpongeBob themes is a walk-up song.
Yeah, so they have claimed outfielder Oscar Gonzalez off waivers from the Guardians, and there wasn't any public indication that Gonzalez was removed from the Cleveland roster, but they eventually tried to pass him through waivers without success. Cleveland's 40-man roster is now at 39, while the Yankees are at 37. So we have 38, 39, 40. 3 spots to get. So, I mean, who are you going to put in those 3 spots now?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Let me see. Gonzalez is 26 years. He's going to be 26 years old in January. And he's coming off a dismissal season, whatever that means, of 2023. In 54 big league games, he struck out in 25% of the times, while walking just 2%.
Oh, great. I love a guy like that.
Yeah, a guy that doesn't do nothing. He hit just 2 home runs and produced a batting line of 214, 237, and 312, and a WRC plus of 49, whatever that means. So this guy is, why did we even claim him? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, oh boy. This guy. I mean, you can't even trade him because he sucks.
Yeah, true.
I don't know what they're going to do. But he's an outfielder, so they're probably going to have them out there in left field.
Yeah.
So then that means they might put all their money into Cody Bellinger now.
That's true. But they were saying that Cody Bellinger is expected to regress, like, you know, from this year.
And the other day, The Yankees have hired Brad Ominous as bench coach. They actually announced him, and you know what? That was whack because they didn't even do a press conference for him or nothing. They just did that on Zoom. Yeah, they did it on Zoom. That's
yeah,
crazy,
that's crazy,
right?
Yeah.
And you still have the chase for John Ho Lee. You know,
even if you don't get Juan Soto, just get me out, man.
I mean, look, we got three spots. We could get Lee, we can get Yokomoto, and we can still get Bellinger.
Yeah, true.
You know? I mean, they could basically buy whoever the hell they want to buy right now, because they have $120 million to spend for this season.
Yeah, so they got.
So you could pay a guy $40 million. You could pay a few people like $40 million. 4, 8, 12. Yeah, 4, 8, 12. Three people you could pay at $40 million a year.
Oh yeah, that's a bargain right there.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, even if you imagine. You can get three players or you can get four players, but one somebody's going to have to go off the team. And it's going to have to be this guy that we just got, Oscar Gonzalez.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? He's going to have to get rid of him. Talk about people that we got rid of. Luis Severino signed a contract with the Mets.
Yeah, one year, I think $11 million, right?
Something like that. Yeah, he's going to get blasted over there.
Imagine he actually turns it around.
I doubt it. I truly doubt it. I truly doubt it. He's gonna get hurt. Every time we say that every year, oh, he's gonna turn it around this year, and he gets hurt. So hopefully he can stay healthy and play. But I'm happy that Bozo went over there to Queens. He's lucky he even got a job, period. Right?
I actually like him right now.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I used to like him, but he's a dud, man.
Yeah.
You know, sorry to hurt your feelings.
I know, it's all good, man. He's not a family member of mine.
Word, that guy sucked, man. I know, man. We like players. I know we like players and we love our players and stuff, but god damn, he sucked.
Yeah.
Man, like... You know, like, I was rooting for the guy, you know? Like, all these years, man, Severino, you're going to do good this year. And then, nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was fed up with him this year, man. I was so mad at him, I didn't even go get his bobblehead.
Yeah.
For real, man. I didn't even waste my damn time. Not only that, I don't even have the space to put them.
That's funny.
Yeah, I gotta do a viewing of my all my bobbleheads, man. I got so many. Like, damn, it's overflowing, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, I had to get a box myself.
You know, I feel like one of them hoarders on the TV show Hoarders.
Yeah,
it's getting like that, man.
Damn, that's crazy.
You know? Yeah. But, and then I got a whole suitcase of autographed baseballs.
Oh, yeah.
I got a whole full compact, completely compact with baseballs and autographs. I'm going to show that one day. Matter of fact, I'm going to show that one day because I gotta use my luggage bag to go down to Florida.
Yeah. I forgot that you told me you were going to Florida.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. So let's when that happens. But damn, man, the Yankees. I still haven't heard nothing on the Yankees, man. It's crazy, yo.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on with them.
You know, it's frustrating, man.
Yeah.
You know, because like you want to hear something from. They're going to do something and they don't do anything.
Well, it That's the Yankee way.
I could tell you about other MLB news. Pirates signed Ali Sanchez to a major league deal.
Never heard of that guy.
Yeah, who the hell is he? Let me tell you who he is. There's no information on it. Let me see. He is a catcher. And he's from Venezuela. And oh, he played a year with the Mets in 2020. Then he played with St. Louis.
Damn. Yeah, never heard of him.
He's from the Mets, this guy. So he got signed over there. Pirates claim Robbie Muniz from the Nationals. Now, Shane Bieber reportedly open to extension following potential trade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he hasn't been really good in the last 2 years, and he's been getting injured a lot, so, you know. Cashman would try to get the dumpster moves.
He's going to be a free agent next year. They were trying to trade him because he's going to be paid $12.2 million this season. And it looks like the Guardians don't want to pay that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But the thing is, we would trade for Bieber too, but they're going to ask for crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not giving up our best guys for these people.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean? The Reds also signed Nick Martinez.
Oh yeah, the guy that used to be with the Padres.
The Reds have formally announced their deal with Martinez. Essentially, General Manager Nick Correll tells Reds beat writers that Martinez will come to camp and compete for a job in the rotation. Obviously implementing that Martinez has not been assured of a starting job just yet.
Isn't he a reliever? I forgot.
Well, they said a spot in the rotation, so he might be a starter.
Yeah, I remember with San Diego, I think he was coming out of the bullpen, but
so he's gonna make $26 million a year. I mean $26 million for 2 years. That is what, $13 million a year. Not bad. So that's another one. He's 33 years old, passed 2 seasons in San Diego. He played 3 years in Japan. And then he signed with the Padres 21-22 offseason. The Marlins claim Kablet Ort from the Mariners. The Marlins have a new hitting coach, John Mabra.
Never heard of the guy.
Let's see. Oh, he was assistant hitting coach. Now he's the lead hitting coach.
That's what it was.
Of the Marlins. This is his second season on the coaching staff of the Marlins and his 12th year as a major league coach. And he played 14 years of major league baseball from 1994 to 2007. He first started with the Cardinals as an assistant hitting coach. And then it became the lead hitting coach with St. Louis a few years later. So, yeah, he's a professional hitting coach, this guy. Let's see what else we got. Mets claim Tyler Heyman from the Blue Jays.
These are unknowns. I don't
Yeah.
even know these guys.
All nobodies, right?
Yeah.
The Reds signed Emilio Pagan.
Oh yeah, I know him.
The Mets claimed Cooper Hamill. Hamill. Astros signed Kevin Castro to a minor league deal. Now, Tampa Bay wants to trade Randy Arozarena.
Oh yeah, I thought they're open to it.
That's crazy. Mets signed Kyle Crick to a minor league deal. And that's about it from for now. Not bad. So that's all the stuff there. So this is the pre-winter meetings. So I mean, they got stuff going on already. People claiming people already.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's happening. You
Yeah,
know?
definitely.
It's happening. So, you know, I don't know who the hell the Yankees are gonna get, but I'll tell you one thing, it's gonna be somebody we never talked about.
Yeah, like always.
Like always, I say it every time. Who they gonna get? Somebody we never heard of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's gonna be with hopefully they get something. Did you see also that Shohei Ohtani won the DH award?
Let's see there. Which one?
For the American League.
Oh no, I don't see that. Oh, Bagger Martinez one.
I don't know what kind of award is it. Let me try to find it. Wait, that he's on the he's on where the hell is Anaheim? Here we go. Outstanding DH award again. He won it before.
Oh, damn, I never heard of that award. The first time I'm hearing it.
He won two MVPs in 3 seasons. That's crazy. And this is his third straight year. Shohei Ohtani has won the DH award. A feat only accomplished by Hall of Famer David Ortiz, who won it 5 straight years from 2003 to 2007. Ortiz won the award a record 8 times,
Damn.
while Hal McRae 3 times and Martinez 5 times. Which Martinez though? Tino Martinez? Who? Edgar
No, it's
Martinez?
gotta be Edgar
Yeah,
Martinez.
right, Edgar, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have the first name, they just have Martinez. That's crazy. And there are only and they only other players who won at least 3 times. The award was first introduced in 1973 with the creation of the DH in the American League and was named after Martinez in 2004, Edgar
Yeah.
Martinez. So it's called the Every Edgar Martinez Outstanding Designated Hitter Award.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. But I don't understand, like, why they call it Edgar Martinez and not David Ortiz, because Ortiz won it the most.
At this point in time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but and that you know what too? Edgar Martinez, I don't even think he was a DH at that time in 1973.
Wait, no, Edgar Martinez played in the 90s. Remember, he was with A-Rod and Ken Griffey Jr.
That's what I'm saying. So, how is it named after him if the award started in in 1973? Now, the first DH was Ron Bloomberg from the Yankees.
Yeah, no, yeah. So wait, they had the pitcher batting done before?
Yeah, the pitcher had a bat before, yeah.
in the American League, right?
Yeah. So before Shohei Ohtani won it, you have Marcell Ozuna, Nelson Cruz, Chris Davis, Nelson Cruz again, David Ortiz, Kendrys Morales,
Oh yeah, I
Victor
remember Kendrys.
Martinez. Yeah, he was good. Kendrys Morales.
Yeah.
He was good, but he flaked out, man.
Yeah.
And he helped that team go to the World Series and all that.
Yeah, I remember.
Billy Butler, David
Oh yeah, I
Ortiz.
remember Billy Butler.
Yeah, he's another one from Kansas City. Vladimir Guerrero, the father.
Oh, okay, senior.
Adam
Oh
Lind,
yeah, those
Toronto.
are recognizable names.
Yeah, Audrey Huff. Remember Audrey Huff?
Oh yeah, from the Giants, right?
Audrey Huff, Baltimore. Well, at the time he
Oh.
was Baltimore, but yeah, I think he was on the Giants though. Let's see, Ehlers Burks, Edgar Martinez, of course, Rafael Palmeiro, remember him?
Oh yeah, Rafael.
He went down with steroids.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Paul Molitor?
Oh yeah. He was also the manager of what's so called of the Twins a couple years ago before Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, he was. Oh, Dave Winfield, he won. Chili Davis won. David Parker, Harold Baines,
Oh yeah.
Don Baylor, Dave Kingman, Greg Lukinski, Hal McRae, Willie Horton, Rusty Staub, Jim Rice, Willie Horton, Tommy Davis, and Orlando Cepeda was the first one.
Yeah, I've heard of Orlando Cepeda.
Yeah, Orlando Cepeda. That's a good trivia question to remember. Who's the first DH winner? I'm sure it'll be in a question somewhere. And also, just to mention too about the Angels, they got a new manager too, Washington, Ron
Oh,
Washington.
yeah.
You remember Warren Washington? He was with the Texas Rangers,
Yeah.
and he got busted smoking crack in the clubhouse.
Oh no, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, he's the crackhead manager. You ain't know that? Yeah, the crackhead manager, and they suspended him and they brought him back.
That's crazy.
People forget about that, right? I remember. I
Yeah, no, I
remember.
remember.
I might not remember everything, but I remember that.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, he got smoking. Yo, he got caught smoking crack in the locker room, yo.
Caught him.
Huh?
Who caught him?
A reporter or something like that.
Damn,
Yeah, my man was on the glass pipe, yo.
that's crazy.
He was smoking on the glass peepee.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, people forgot about it. You have to Google that. Google
Yeah, definitely.
that. But I guess we can end it here. We did almost a half an hour, 23, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I got on late today.
It's all good.
We had to do all these kind of things. Tomorrow we got to get up early. I had to take it for a doctor's appointment in the morning. Get that out of the way. And then we're going to hit up some Golden Corral. Which is gonna be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is 3 more weeks to Christmas, man.
Yeah, that's
It's gonna be good. But I guess we'll end it here. Tell everybody thank you for watching. You know
Yeah,
what?
no comments.
I never even changed my screen on this thing. Let me check the comment. I didn't even check it. Good idea. Good idea. No, no comments. That sucks. But yeah, man. Anyway, we're gonna leave it here. It's gonna be a good one. We'll be back on Tuesday to see if anything happens. If any news happens on those days.
I doubt the answer is gonna be with the Yankees though.
Yeah, I already know it too, man. The Yankees ain't going to do nothing till spring training.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully we can get at least some big names, though, man. We need some big names. Come on. At least. Forget about Juan Soto. That's done. I don't know why these people keep insisting that we're going to get Juan Soto when we're really not. Because we're not giving up nobody for him.
Yeah.
And he's not signing no contract extension neither. So, that's off the table. But, yeah, man, let's see what happens after that. I'm going to end it here. You guys can like, share, subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next Tuesday. And we'll see what happens after that. Let's see, hopefully we get somebody signed. But until then. Like, share, subscribe, and see ya. Peace. All right, perfect.
Yo, dude, we suck today, man.